The Illinois Campaign for Political Reforms, David Morrison, says he didn't pay all that much attention back in 2010 when the Citizens United case was argued in Washington. The case asked if corporations could give cash to federal candidates. Illinois already allowed that, so it was presumed the case wouldn't have an impact.
We, I guess, dropped the ball on Citizens United and then kind of got steamrolled when the Supreme Court said not only can corporations spend, but they can spend because there's no risk of corruption from this kind of activity.
He says it ended up having huge implications for Illinois, even as the state for the first time imposed limits on campaign contributions. Morrison says likewise, it appears the McCutcheon case pending before the high court has no significance for Illinois. It seeks to lift a federal cap on how much a person can give in a year to all candidates. Illinois has no such overall limit. But Morrison says, as with Citizens United, the Supreme Court could go further, making it harder to justify any limits on campaign giving. I'm Amanda Vinicky.